I wish I had a schedule, so to speak, or something, a program for what's going to happen. I, silly as it sounds, am at something of a remove from the conference itself. I was told that my job was to show up and to deliver the keynotes. For the rest of it, I could just get out of the way. Thank you, ma'am. Which I thought was very sagacious of Doug Padgett and Tony Jones. They are both with Solomon's Porch. And, of course, Tony is executive director of Emergent Village, which is as near as emergence is ever going to get to an organization, I suppose. It's a website, period. I think its whole budget is something like $80,000 or $90,000 a year. It's amazing. They are putting it together with financial help from some publishers and some organizations like Explore Faith, and certainly with considerable enthusiastic help from the Cathedral here. Memphis was chosen for, I think, the best of reasons, and St. Mary's for the best of reasons, St. Mary's Cathedral. When Jones and Padgett were seeking a site, they both spoke to the fact that Martin Luther King and his assassination probably was as informing as any political event for emergence and emerging, and that it might be time to get out of some of the big cities like Washington and to come home, so to speak, which is how they referred to it. Andy Andrews at the Cathedral was so very receptive. I heard Tony Jones pitch to him the idea that they would love to come to the Cathedral in order to meet there and have the participants be free to see the Lorraine Hotel, to be free to go through the Civil Rights Museum. And, he says with a smile, also, we would like your processional cross to open and close this, and maybe even to lead one public parade, since it was that cross that led the Ministerial Association and Christians all over this area in protest to City Hall with the assassination. If that happens, I don't think any of us will be in any emotional shape to do anything for a couple of hours afterwards. It still, after all these years, kind of brings chokes me a little bit. So that's the reason for Memphis. That's the reason for St. Mary's Cathedral. And for which I'm enormously grateful, because I get to come without having to pack a bag. The feeling on the part of Emergent Village and the Emergent Churches is that with the publication of The Great Emergence, the printed piece, if you will, the organized history, the raison d'etre, the explanation is now there and is in place. And I'm more relieved than they are because now scholars have known this for a long time. But to actually get it all reduced into one collection where you can jump from it and cite it is, I think, a great relief to all of us. And as you know, Baker is the immersion line at Baker is the publisher, and they're a big force behind this gathering, which is very good of them. I don't think they'll make anything like their investment back. I think it really is missional on their part. So to come, well, you're going to see, almost everybody who is involved at any kind of leadership is always a bad word with immersion. Visibility level, and obviously the space is to some extent limited, so can't everybody come. But I mean, I don't know. Maybe we can expand. I don't know. It's not up to me to say what the space will do. But it will be a conversation, as the Great Emergence is anyway, a conversation. It will be a look at who we are. It will also be the four keynotes, which I will give, will be a look at how we got here and what we're going to do. I think probably from the point of view of a participant, perhaps just as or maybe more important will be the workshops on how you do these things and the swapping of information from around the country. There's not, up to now, been a real gathering together, a real council of the churches, so to speak, to come in and to share expertise and emotions and theology. There are some theological issues that have to be dealt with. I don't know whether they'll be dealt with here or not, but they have to be dealt with yet. The substitutionary death, the theology of religions, all of those things have to be dealt with. So this is an opportunity to do that. But certainly to hear Pete Rollins is coming from Ireland. With the ICON service and the ICON approach. Karen Ward is coming, as I said, from COTA. So they will all be here. And my understanding is that on Thursday night, before the conference opens on Friday, there will be the meetings in various and sundry places around the cathedral of the hyphenated groups, meeting within themselves at first, and then coming out and into general meeting with each other. So if one is interested, certainly, in hyphenated things, it probably you will want to be here by Thursday at lunch when those meetings begin, before the meeting itself begins. I think there are two or three meetings after the conference, too. So there are a lot of things attaching to it. But if you're interested in emergent, an immersion, an emerging, this is probably the place to be.